Chapter 2. Good news in any difficult relationship or circumstance. If the life to which the narrow road leads refers to spiritual maturity, then the process of learning to love like Jesus includes difficulty. To hear that the road that leads us to our desired destination is narrow does not provide much hope that traveling on that road through life in this world will be easy. Mark, the unappreciated pastor, illustrates the point. After wearily acknowledging that he felt more irritable than gracious toward most folks in his congregation, he asked if I had any ideas that might free him to love them better. Knowing that tips on how to love don't change the heart, where the real problem lies, I asked Mark, "Why do you want to love them well?" "Well, that's a question I didn't expect. Christians, maybe especially pastors, are supposed to love everyone." I was concerned that, like many of us, Mark thought of loving merely as doing good for people rather than relating well with them. So I asked, "Loving the way you're supposed to love means what?" "Isn't it obvious? Forgiving people, being kind to them. You know, things like that. But that's what I'm having a hard time doing. Sometimes I just want to quit being a pastor." If there's not a way to desire to love them, you never will. I agree. So is there a way? Yes, but it might not appeal to you. Spiritually maturing followers of Jesus are not recognizable merely by their faithful church attendance, gifted Bible teaching, large following, generous giving, championing of Christian principles in government and society, or even by a lifestyle of moral choices and good deeds. Lukewarm Christians can be known for all these good things, but only wholehearted followers of Jesus who see how he sacrifices for those he loves are capable of wanting to love like Jesus. No disciple, no matter how surrendered, loves perfectly. Everyone fails. But spiritually maturing disciples are passionately, hopefully, and patiently obsessed with learning to love like Jesus. They want to reveal, even to hurtful family members and frustrating friends, the heart of Jesus by the way they relate to others. No matter how difficult...